Sunday, 8 October, second day of the Moed, Yudchev Tishri, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, appreciating the Vilna Gaon.
Spent 220th of your time.
In order, obviously, to cover the life of somebody as great and as prolific as the Vilna Gaon, we would need a lot longer, so I will take particular elements and try and highlight them, and then we can try in our own minds and build a composite picture in very basic details in terms of biography. The Grohl was born in 1720 and died in 1797. His Yahrzeit is on Yud Tes, which means tomorrow, Monday, is the 220th Yahrzeit of the Grohl. He was a descendant of the Be'er HaGoyla, and he, of course, impacted most particularly the Lithuanian world, the yeshiva world, but generally speaking, the world at large, with what he wrote and what he taught. To give a little bit of background as to the country and the town in which he was born, Vilna, as a Jewish town, was known of at the end of the 1400s, it might be older than that, but we know from the Beis HaKvaris there, from Matsebus there, that in 1487 it was definitely big enough to have a Beis HaKvaris, and therefore a form of a kehila, and by 1593 it was an independent kehila. Lithuania originally was part of what would eventually be called the Vald Arba Rotzes. In other words, Poland and Lithuania were governed Jewishly centrally. But in 1590, the Lithuanian element of it split off and they became their own Vald. And they would be that way all the way through the 1600s into the 1700s. And they would meet once every 2 or 3 years and discuss the inyonim that dealt with the running of the kehillos in Lithuania. And the main cities at the time were Brisk, Vilna, Grodno, Slutsk, and Pinsk. Those were the main towns, can't call them cities. They were still quite small, but they were the ones that ran the affairs of Lithuania. And in Vilna, at the time that the Gaon was born, approximately, there were about 2,500 Yidden and about 12,000 Christians living there. Now, Vilna, Lithuania in general, but Vilna in particular, had been quite buffeted by a number of tsaros and by a number of associated tsaros. So, for instance, the Gzeres Tach V'Tat, which did not affect Vilna directly, nevertheless meant there was a large calling on their time and on their resources. There were many refugees that were coming to Vilna. In 1655, the Russians attacked and occupied Vilna. In fact, the Be'er HaGoyla fled to Amsterdam, as did a number of other Yidden. In 1702, the Swedes occupied Vilna. There was a plague there. There was a fire which devastated a large area of what was Jewish Vilna in 1734. So there were a number of specific events that took place which had a very negative effect on the population and on the economy in Vilna. That's besides the fact that they had to deal with the church, and they had to deal with the middle class, the merchants, who wanted to restrict the Jews from basically doing any trade whatsoever. They also had to deal with the Karaites, the crime, of which there was a community in Vilna itself, in fact, to this very day. And then in 1772, they had to deal with the fact that Lithuania was being partitioned between Prussia, Russia, and Austria. And in fact, by 1795, Lithuania would cease to exist independently until the end of the First World War, and would become part of the Russian Empire. And by the time this was happening, in the late part of the 1700s, there were about 5,000 Yidden in Vilna, and it was the largest of the cities in Lithuania. Now, the Gaon wrote on all of Torah. Simply put, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, wrote a perush on Tanakh, as well as specific perushim on Yonah, on Mishlei, on Shir Hashirim, on Esther, and others. Wrote on Mishnah, wrote on Gemara, wrote on the Yerushalmi, on the Tosefta, on the Mechilta, on the Sifra, the Sifri, Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Rambam. One of his Talmidim told over that on the Posuk, Aluze Banegev, he had 2,260 Purushim, just to give an idea. He wrote a map of Eretz Yisrael with its halachic elements. He wrote on the Haggadah, and then he wrote on Nista. He wrote on Sefer Yitzira. He wrote on the Zohar. He wrote on the Safra de Tzniusa. And all of this, or virtually all of this, was before he was 40. Because after he was 40, he was then teaching much more than writing. So that probably is the closest we will come to understanding the distance between us and the Vilna Gaon. Not necessarily to understanding the Vilna Gaon's writings, but at least to understand the richuk between us and him. And as is the fate of all great people, everyone claims him as their own. So for his views on Eretz Yisrael and living in Eretz Yisrael, we know that the Talmidei Hagra moved to Eretz Yisrael. He's claimed by Zionism. His views on secular learning, on science, etc., means he's claimed by people who have no shaychus to Torah whatsoever to say that, you know, he was the avant-garde of the Haskalah, Chas v'Sholom, and that, you know, he advocated that this is a non-negotiable element. I mean, of course, as with all things, both in terms of Eretz Yisrael and in terms of knowledge of sciences, there is a very real element to it. It's just that these things unchecked can then translate into nearly anything. His opposition to Hasidus is very well known. At its fundamental, in other words, at its makor in Machshava, it was a debate between what is called in English immanence and transcendence, meaning there is an unknowable stira, an unknowable contradiction between the fact that Meloich al Aretz Kavodei, that everything and everywhere is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and on the other hand, there is Tzimtzum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzum himself. And those two are stiras, and Chassidus focused more on Meloich al Aretz Kavodei, whereas the Gra was very much following the idea of Tzimtzum. And the Baal HaTanya himself writes that he understands from the Gra's opinion where he's at and why he is where he is. And Rav Dessler has a whole arichus where he explains that, you know, basically, post, when the dust has settled, that elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. But at the time, it didn't seem that way at all. First of all, because it was a revolutionary movement. Second of all, because it was not that long after Shabtai Tzvi. And thirdly, because it was stressing certain elements in Yiddishkeit above others, tefillah, simcha, above halacha, zmanei halacha, etc. And therefore, it created all of this friction. It's interesting, there is an edus from Rabbi Rafael David Erbach, who says that he heard from Rabbi Yosher Ben Soloveitchik, in the name of his father, the Brisker Rav, that when at one stage there was a dibuk in Vilna, and they brought the dibuk to the Gaon didn't want to deal with it, didn't have time basically to deal with it, so the Bezdin in Vilna dealt with the dibuk, and the dibuk, they asked the dibuk, who are the greatest people in the Dair? So the dibuk said that the greatest is a person by the name of Rav Tzemach, who was a Tzaddik Nistar, who in fact was the person who told the Vilna Gaon not to go to Eretz Yisrael when Vilna Gaon had made plans. In fact, he travelled as far as Amsterdam and then turned back. That the second person was the Vilna Gaon, and that the third person was the Meseritcher Maggid. So you put that together, it's an interesting insight into how little we understand of what happened at the time. The Gra was not the Rav Vilna. In fact, he was never the Rav of anywhere in his life. He never really held public office, even though it would seem possibly from the records within 10 years before he died that he might have been salaried by the Kehillah, possibly not clear, but he definitely did not have any official position on the Beis Din or in any of these functions, and basically he sat and learnt, and then after the age of 40, he also taught. There was, however, an event in Vilna which had to do with the Rabbonus in which he was involved. Rav Shmuel ben Avigdor, who was the Rav in Vilna, became involved in a controversy, a machlokes, which actually went on for 23 years, from 1768 to 1791, machlokes over his Rabbonus, where the Gaon backed the other side, the Kehillah, the Vada Kehillah, against the Rav. And although it is often said that there was sort of a personal machlokes between the two, it doesn't really make any sense. Firstly, because Rav Shmuel ben Avigdor signed with the Gaon on the first Cherem against Chassidus. And secondly, he was buried just next to the Vilna Gaon. There's still a photo, that basic forest doesn't exist anymore, but there's a photo of his matzeva, and just behind it is the Gaon's Matzeva. So it's very unlikely that there was personal animosity, but they did back different sides. And the Machlekas was, it's not absolutely clear, but it would appear that Rav Shmuel ben Avigdor wanted to take up the Rabbonus in two places. So that's that led to a Machlekas. But at the end, it was settled in 1791, and a few months later, Rav Shmuel ben Avigdor died, and they did not elect another Rav in Vilna from that time on. There was a Vard of Rabbonim, and within that Vard, the affairs of Vilna were decided, but there wasn't an actual Rav of Vilna as such, even in the times of Rabbi Chaim Oizer. They offered the position to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he said, listen, if this is the takon of the city, I'm not going to take up the Rabbonus. There was another affair within the town that he got involved in, and that is, there was the son of one of the Kehillah members, who unfortunately geschmat and became a Christian. And in those days, it was forbidden for Jews to bring back somebody who had converted to Christianity. It was against the law, with very strong punishments in store for people who transgressed that particular law. And his name was Hirsch, the son of Abba ben Wolf, and he was an 18-year-old boy. He became a Christian, Rahman al-Islam. And the Tehillah wanted to do something about it. So on the 23rd of January in 1788, he left the Christian area, the Christian grounds in which he was living, a monastery, and the Tehillah kidnapped him. And they took him to a town far away. Within a week, 22 Jews had been arrested, including the Vilna Gaon. And they were placed in jail. During the questioning that the Vilna Gaon underwent, he refused to answer any questions. These are part of the Vilna archives, the records, not the Jewish archives, but the non-Jewish archives that exist. He refused to answer any questions, other than the fact that he confirmed that which they asked him, that the Gemara says, Yehorig Val Yavar. Right, that there's certain things, presumably Avodah Zarah, and therefore presumably Christianity, included in this. And he refused to answer the question of why he allowed somebody to travel on Shabbos to Warsaw, and to be Mechal on Shabbos. He wouldn't answer any questions. He remained in jail for a month. And when he came out of jail, he asked a Balkera to lane all 4 weeks of the Kriya Sotera that he had missed. In those 4 weeks, his Talmud, Reb Zalman of Volozhin, Chaim's brother, who was an absolute genius, died in those 4 weeks, so the Vilna Gaon was unable to go to the Levaya. It's possible he wouldn't have gone to the Beis HaKvaris anyway. The Gaon didn't hold of going to Beis HaKvaris. He went once for his mother's Levaya and saw incredible things, but never went back to the Beis HaKvaris. So this affair, this first month in jail, was simply because he'd been accused of the crime. But then they carried out research and they held a court case. And they came to the conclusion that a number of people, it was 12 or so, needed to be jailed for another period of time. This was by now 1789. This was a year and a half later. And the jail was supposed to be the central jail of Vilna, and they managed through bribes and various other things to move it to a place which the city kept partially as a jail and partially as a place where, which was a sort of a non-Jewish Hachnasas Orochim, so to speak, and they arranged that there should be a minyan there. And the jail sentence started on the 20th of September, 1789, which in Jewish terms was the 29th of Elul. So just before Shkia, on the Erev Rosh Hashanah, as it was becoming Rosh Hashanah, that's when the Gaon went to jail for the second time. And he was there over Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And famously, this is the Maaseh that's recorded in Maaseh Rav, that on Sukkot, in order not to sleep outside of a sukkah, he literally, when he was becoming tired, he ran around the jail, he was holding open his eyelids, in order not to fall asleep. And eventually the authorities allowed him to sit in a sukkah, whether because they were worried what was happening to him or what would happen in case he collapsed. Either way, this happened in Sukkot of 1789. That's how makmud he was on sleeping in a sukkah. And eventually he and the others were released before the end of 1789. There was another case in which he was involved, which also took place in Vilna, and that's the Ger Tzedek, which took place much earlier. The end of it was in 1749. A member of nobility converted to Judaism, and as bad as it was to bring somebody back from Christianity to Yiddishkeit, it was to have somebody from Christianity become a Jew. These were both criminal cases. And the Gaon advised that this person, became Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek, should go to a much smaller town because they are more likely to find him in a place where there are more people around. And he lived there for a number of years, but eventually, through various stories, he was somebody mustered on him, and he was brought back, Ger Tzedek was brought back to Vilna, imprisoned in Vilna. The Gaon offered him to get him out of jail, and he refused. He said, I have now the opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. There's no way I'm going to be Mevata on it. He said, the one thing, though, that I'm upset about is that I don't have Yichus and I don't have children. So the Gaon told him the Pasuk of Ani Rishain Vani Acharein, to which the Medrash says, Ani Rishain Ein Li Av, Ani Acharein Ein Li Ben, which is a very difficult Medrash to understand. Does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a father and doesn't have a child? So the Gaon says, it means I am the father to those people who are Gerim and don't have fathers, and I am the child to those people who don't have children. That's the that was what the Gaon said to him, and the Chofetz Chaim used to tell over the Meiser frequently with these details. In 1749, the second day of Shavuos is when the Ger Tzedek was taken to be burnt at the stake in a place which is still it's still a public square today in Vilna. And he was taken through, paraded through the Jewish quarter. I mean, Jewish quarter was very small. The Yidden were not allowed to live in many places. There was the Jiddu, there was the Jewish street, and the Yatskeva Gas, but there was it was pretty much a ghetto long before the Nazis turned it into one of the two ghettos that they had during the Second World War. And the Ger Tzedek was taken through here, and the Gaon shouted out, Lech Bizrizus. Go with alacrity, because the Shaila was what to do. Should you walk very slowly, because every moment of life is precious, or should you go bizrizus, because it's a mitzvah? And that was the psak of the Gaon. And the Gaon arranged for one Jew to dress as a goy, and after the Akedah, to gather up some of the ashes and one limb, a finger of the Ger Tzedek, was buried very still a height in the Beis HaKvaros. No real matseva there, because the Christians couldn't know about it, and that's why many of the stories were passed down on Pima Seira, but nothing was written till the 1800s about it. And he was buried not in that Beis HaKvaros where the Gaon would eventually be buried, but not next to the Gaon. However, that whole Beis HaKvaros was destroyed by the Soviets in the early 1950s, and the Gaon and six others were transferred to the new Beis HaKvaros, which is where the oil is today. And also the Efer of the Ger Tzedek was also transferred there, so now they are in proximity to one another, but that wasn't the case initially. And every year on the Yahrzeit shul, in the main shul, which was built in 1633 in Vilna, they would be Maskir in Yizkor, the name of the Ger Tzedek. Yes, yeah. But I mean, probably. Not absolutely sure of that, probably. Now, since we are short on time, turn to the Gaon's approach in Halacha. The Gaon very much insisted on a textual approach, that it has to make sense within the Gemara. You have to go back to the Makor, and whatever is being done has to be that it has its basis there, and that textually it works out, whether it's the Tisefta, whether it's the Yerushalmi. But it can't just be because that's what we do. And there were a number of things that he was opposed to. One of them was the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen that we say in Maariv, based on the fact that the Mishnah in Brachos tells us that there are two Brachos after Kriya Shema at night, not three. And even the second one, the Gemara debates why and how it is allowed. And it grew up either, it's Machlokes Rishonim, either because they held that Maariv was Rishus, they didn't necessarily daven the Shemona Esrei, or because they were in the fields, and that tefillah has 18 haskaras of Hashem's name, and therefore that's instead of the Shemona Esrei. But the Gaon said, you know, now there is no reason for it whatsoever, and therefore he tried to bring a stop to it. And in Shulchan Aruch, in his commentaries, Perush on Shulchan Aruch, he says, you don't say it. But in Maaser Rav, which they recorded about the Gaon, they said that he would say, you skip it if you're not going to get to Shemona Esrei in time with the Tzibur, and you don't say it again afterwards, when you finish Shemona Esrei. And they record there that the Gaon never said it, but that where he davened, they did. Can you imagine? Right? In Vilna. He's the Gadol of Vilna. He's the Gadol of the Gedolim of the world at the time. And he paskens something, but he can't manage to get his own minion to do things his way. Right? So it's not exactly how we think things always are. Even though he was very much against just the idea of saying that because something is, therefore it should be, if it doesn't have a proper makor. One other thing he was opposed to was not saying Birkas Kohanim, Duchanan, on a daily basis, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, admittedly, you have to call the Kohanim to do so, but Ad HaYom HaZeh, anywhere in the world, were that to happen, theoretically, they would have to go and do Birkas Kohanim. However, it's recorded from a number of his Talmidim that ikvu min ha-shamayim, that they min ha-shamayim, they stopped him bringing this into being. He very much wanted it to happen. And the Reb Chaim Volozhin, his most famous Talmid, writes that on one occasion he decided that he was going to bring it in, and that day he was arrested. So clearly it was not something that was going to happen, and Reb Chaim himself wanted to bring it in, and that day his Beis HaMedrash burnt down. So there were ikuvim. We don't know why clearly, but that's the way it was. However, when his Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael, both in terms of this tefillah in Maariv and in terms of Birkas Kohanim, it happened because of Talmidei Hagro. That's the main reason that in Eretz Yisrael they don't say this third bracha in Maariv, and that's why in Yerushalayim at least they have Birkas Kohanim on a daily basis. It didn't spread all over Eretz Yisrael because the Hasidim in Tzvas and Tveri especially, they were there the majority, and therefore there it's on Shabbos, or they have different minhagim as to what they do. But in Yerushalayim it came about not because this was what they did in Yerushalayim, but because of the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim. Now, at one stage in his life, his cousin, who's buried with him in the oil that he currently is in, arranged for a building within where all the klezen were and the great shul was, a place where the Gaon could learn. And in the records it says that he is allowed to have a minyan there in the weekday, on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov, as long as the Gaon is learning there, but not on Yom HaNeroim. So the Gaon did not daven in his own minyan on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And they also allowed that on the roof of that building, they could build a sukkah. And the sukkahs was more of a time of sort of Eser Otzen to be able to speak with the Gaon. Not that you could ever schmooze with the Gaon, but, you know, that there was more ability to speak to the Gaon. It is there that the story that is brought from the Pasach Shulchan about him having he told his Talmidim everyone should be Kohen and the Sechta of Shas, so they should always have Talmudo Biyodo. One Talmud came and he said he knows Masechta Sukkah. So he said, okay, how many machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda are there? How many machlekes Reb Akiva and Reb Tarfon? Rava and Abaya. And then the Gaon himself answered the question and went through the whole Masechta, Bavli Yerushalmi Tosefta, and then was Meiner 85 cases where the Gomorrahs bring a type of sukkah that's posel, and 91 cases where they bring a type of sukkah that's kosher, because sukkah written choser is 85 and sukkah written mole is 91. So that's how the Gaon knew Torah. The place in which he learnt, which is not the place in which he taught, the place in which he learnt, the seat in which he sat was closed off after he died. There are still photos that we have from before the Second World War, where you can see the wood that was around it and the plaque that was there. No one sat there anymore. And the shul obviously stood till after the Second World War. The Nazis destroyed a lot of the roof, and they were machred the shul as they were that whole area. But it was the Soviets who destroyed it altogether. You go to Vilna today, his house doesn't stand, and the place where he learnt doesn't stand, nor does the big shul. And as I mentioned, the basic kvaros was also destroyed, and very few kvarim were allowed to be moved over. Famously, the Gaon is responsible, or so to speak, the pshat of understanding why we sit in the sukkah on the sukkahs, the understanding that this is the slicha for the egel, and why specifically sukkahs time. Oh, it's okay, they had kapara, why now? So it's a Gaon in Shir Shirim and the Aderes Elio in Parshas Kisisa, and the egel explains that this is when they had ritzui for the kapara of Yom Kippur, and therefore Dafka now is when the Anan HaYakovet came back. The Gaon also explains why it is that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that, it's the Ramah in fact, tells us that the Chazan does Nanuim with the Arba Minim twice at Hodol Hashem Ki Tov at the beginning, twice at Hodol Hashem Ki Tov at the end, and once at On Hashem Hoshiyono. It says because On Hashem Hoshiyono is Gevurais, and Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Kileilim Chastai is Chasodim. This is the Shitta of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel were Chesed, and therefore the Chasodim, first of all, have to be around the Gevurais, so they have to be on both sides of the Gevurais, and also they have to be twice as many Chasodim as Gevurais, therefore you have to have two Nanuim on each side rather than just one. This is a very brief overview, a snapshot of the Gaon, without really referencing his Torah at all. We, of course, know the Gaon, those of us who get up a little bit later from Sof Zman Kriya Shema, but, of course, the Gaon is far more important to us than that. The Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in his Hakdama to Sefer Tznius, the Hakdama of the Gaon, to Sefer Tznius, that the Gaon was on the level of the Rashba. So we're talking somebody who lived 500 years earlier, who's one of the central Rishonim. We can't really understand that. The Gaon is also responsible for many Haggois, for many of the ways that were changed in the readings of Shas, and he wandered through various towns and saw other Kisvei Yad. The Gaon's input into Torah was enormous. Many elements of his life we don't know a lot or enough about, but the legacy of the Gaon is not only just alive, but is the lifeblood of definitely of the Lithuanian yeshiva world and of many of the halachas that we carry out daily, weekly, and in the year, even without being aware that this comes from the Gaon.
Wait, wait, wait.
Carry on the second day Cholamoid, Abocha Dovid Grun, on Chiyuv Leil Rishon.
Mishnah in Sukkot Lachol Zayin starts with the Machlekes Rebbezer Rabbanon Rebbezer Eimer Arba Esri Sudas Chayv Odom Lecho B'Sukkot Achas V'Yei Macht V'Leilo. Rebbezer holds that a person is mechuyev to eat 14 Sudas throughout Yom Tov, one by day and one by night. Chom Eimrim Eimer Dovid Kitzva. There's no chiyuv b'chal to eat sukkos on throughout sukkos. Besides for the first night of sukkos, that's only when there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. And Mishnah carries on. Mishnah says another machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon is, but oy don Rabbi Elazar mishlei ochel yom tov rishon yashlim lele yom tov achim shochem. Rabbi Elazar is mechadish as a din tashlumin. That if someone forgot or he was amazed, he didn't eat on first night Yom Tov, he can go and on the Lashon Mishnah is he could be Leili Yom Tov Achim Shachak, he can be mashlim he can eat the extra Suda on Shmei Atzeres and be mashlim the Suda which he missed out. Chacham Eimrim Eilad of Tashlumin, as the name of Meuvos LeYochel Liskoy, Chasorim LeYochel Limonis. Chacham says there's no such thing. There's no such thing that you can be mashlim this din of this din Suda that you've got Mechiv to eat first night Sukkos. The Gemara's done. What's Pshat in Rabbi Elazar that holds the first din of Rabbi Elazar that holds that there's 14 Mechiv to eat 14 Sudas on Sukkos. The Gemara says my time in Rabbi Elazar. What's Pshat in Rabbi Elazar? The Gemara says Teishu Kein Tadoru Madira Achas B'Yem Achas V'Laylo Af Suka. Achas beyoyim achas v'alayla. The din we learn not din of sukkah from b'shuvas yom teishu v'sukkah. We learn not teishu ke'en t'duru. The chiv yeshiva sukkah is like the din how you normally live. So just like when people normally live, they would eat one sukkah by day, and one sukkah by night. So I think the chiv of Torah is that a person is mechiv to eat throughout sukkahs 14 sukkahs one for every day, one sukkah by day, one sukkah by night. It's what the chacham holding. Rabbanon kedira. Rabban hold that we learn up teishu ken tadur is not it's kadira that the Torah is being mechayev just like people would normally live as madir ibay ochel ibay layochel as sukkanami ibay ochel ibay layochel as the Torah is not mechayev you to eat like people normally would eat. The Torah is mechayev you how you would live. How would you live? You would live in if you would want to eat, you can eat. If you want to fast, you can fast. There's no the Torah was never mechayev as a din dira that you're going to have to eat. The Gemara reflects, if so, then then what's going on here? Why in the first night all of a sudden you got a chiv to eat? The Gemara, or Rabbi Yechon, Shem Yed Tzadik, Nemekan Chemisha Asav, Nemekan Chemisha Asav, Bechag Mamatzis, Ma'al Alon Laila Rishon Chayvik, Mekan Be'ele Chushus, Afkan Laila Rishon Chayvik, Mekan Be'ele Chushus. The Gemara says, Vosem Yed Alon, Lama Krob, Erev Teichel Matzis, Akos of Kovar Chayvik. As by, we learn about Gzei Shavah from Matzah. Just like by Matzah, is a chiv to eat. First night, by Lil Seder, is a chiv to eat, Gzei Matzah. Is we have Gzei Shavov, Tezov, Tezvov. That's just like by Matzah, there's a chiv to eat first night. By Seidah, Huadin, first night Sukkos, there's a chiv to eat in the Sukkah. That's what Shikuk Gemara. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, the Gemara's being done now in the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah, which Rabbi Eliezer was Mechadish, is a Din Tashlum. The Gemara says, V'om Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara asks a steer in the Mishnah. When they the Gemara asks a steer. But Om Rebbe Lezer, Arba Esther Sudas Chayv Odom Lecho B'Sukkah, Achas V'Yem Achas V'Laylo. Then Rashi's Mazal, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is that Hayyot Rebbe Lezer said that it's a Din Tashlumin. Yeah, so if Rebbe Lezer holds that it's 14 Sudas, this Chiv of 14 Sudas is a Chiv of Sukkah. And Rashi's Mazal that on Shmei Atzeres you can't sit in the Sukkah because it would be Baal Teichiv. So how can Rebbe Lezer say there's a Din Tashlumin for these 14 Sudas? On Shmei Atzeres you can't sit in the Sukkah. And these 14 Sudas are Chayv Sukkah. That means to be mashed in them, you're going to have to sit in the Sukkah. And you can't sit in the Sukkah on Shmei Atzeres. So how can Rebbe Lezer say there's a Din Tashlumin for these 14 Sudas? It doesn't pass the Din Tashlumin if you're not going to be able to sit in the Sukkah. It's a Chayv Sukkah and you're not going to be able to sit in the Sukkah. Dogging Mara, Gemara, Mechadash, Anachalami, Oma Bira, Om Rebbe Ami, Chazor Rebbe Lezer. Taka Rebbe Lezer was chayv from this din. Now he actually says he's masking to the Rabbanon. As the Rabbanon, that it's only a chiv to eat first night sukkos. And Taka, that's why he holds you could do a din tashlumin. But the Gemara, what's the Gemara mean? It's right there. The Gemara says that Rebbe Lezer is holds that the Rabbanon is a chiv to eat first night sukkos. But right, that's also a chiv to sukkah. How can you have a din tashlumin on it? So Rashi Betzum says of all here, the Mashal's Masbeh, what Rashi means is, because Rashi says that it's dumi to kabonus. We learn up just like by kabonus, there's a chiv to bring a carbon first fail sukkahs. It's who had in the chiv to eat in the sukkah on first night, it's also be a dim tashlum. The Mashal just says that. Taka, it's bichlal not a chiv sukkah. It's just the terrible matzah on the mensch, a chiv is achila. The person is mechiv to eat first night sukkah. So it's nothing got to do with the sukkah. That's just what he says. His dashm is. This sudda which eat first night sukkahs, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah because it's a sudda like any other sudda. There's nothing got to do with the sukkah. That's it. Even though you're not eating in the sukkah, that's mashal. In fact, the mashal, it's a pash pekash on the mashal. What do you mean? It's a chayv sachila. How can you learn up from matzah? There's a chayv sachila. By matzah, it's not a stam a din chayv sachila. By le rishon, by le seder on matzah, there's a chayv mitzvah matzah. Because by the Gzei Shabbat just tell you that just like by matzah, the mitzvah matzah, who are doing by sukkah, there'll be a mitzvah sukkah. You can't just learn up the mitzvah achila. By matzah, it's not a mitzvah achila. It's a mitzvah matzah. So just like you're learning up by the Gzei Shabbat is, just like by Tezvav, just like by matzah, there'll be a mitzvah matzah, is who are doing, there'll be a mitzvah sukkah first night, sukkahs. So that's what Mashal says. He brings down the Mashal. He says, V'ein zeh doymel hod, the onagami mitzvah sukkah, yafinu milei pesach. Just like by the first night of sukkah of Pesach, it's going to be with matzah. Huadin, the mitzvah achila first night sukkah is going to be in the sukkah. Although the mashal doesn't really explain. The mashal's got a good time. How's the passage in tashlumin? You don't really get back to it. He says it before, but it's not clear what he means. Yeah. On this sad that it's that mashal red zayta, it's a chayv sukkah. The hezbe can't be that it's a din, that it's a din yeshiva. The Torah says it's a din that on first night sukkah it's a din dira sukkah. What's the raya? I know that the Torah said that the algmina pasha that you have to be mekayim the normal pasha of din sukkah. What's the raya? Because the Gemara said we read that. So the Gemara said that the din of dira is ibay achal ibay lay achal, and it's up to you whether you can eat. That's a din of dira. Point to Rabbanah, come on. Is on first night you can't say that it's iboy achel iboy achel. It's a cost of kavei chayvah. Then it's a chiv to go and eat in the sukkah. That's not a din of deer. If the din of deer is according to Rabbanon, that you have to, it's up to the din of deer is, it's up to you whether you want to eat or not. Then the hechrich, the din of the first night has nothing got to do with deer. It's a din you're going to eat in the sukkah. Now they better stay in Miri and Dachavav and the Russian brachos. That if it's raining, the marshal, or if it passes mitzvah, these are all dinim we learn up from din dira sukkah, that teishu can enter durum. That doesn't apply by first night. First night, it sounds mitzvah if it's raining. But it's a step from chiv to going in the sukkah. Why? Because it's nothing to do with dira sukkah. You got chiv going in the sukkah. It's got nothing to do with teishu can enter durum. As we said, what's going to be like shay is the rishayim which hold nishes. So we pass the mechaber paskins. That's why. If it's raining, we tuck a weight, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down on first night sukkahs, and that's when it comes from a Tosfos and Brachos, and there's even in the Rambam as well that tuck if it's raining first night, you can't be in the sukkah. Yeah, as Tosfos says in Brachos, Miu Imre Ben Yehuda, the Nafkmina Kegain She Yodu Kishamim, Vachay Chutz Sukkah, the Hashle Imlech of Yom Tov, Tosfos being done, that has to be a chiddush in Tezvov. Can't just be a Siddur Yom Tov. So he says, the Hashta Imlech of Yom Tov Shapi, of the Mishul Sukkah be Yom Tov, of the Mishul Sukkah be Yom Tov, Rishon Tzach Lach Tzav Lech, but Sukkah, Lach Shiv Skiwa Kshomet, Yofinu Tezvov, Tezvov Mechag Matzus. Then let's say, Tezvov took a case of someone who ate outside the Sukkah because it was raining. So when it stops raining, Tezvov says, when you're going to, because of Tezvov, you're going to have to eat another Sukkah in the Sukkah, because you've got a Chiv Tezvov, Mukhik and Tezvov. As if you can't eat the Tezvov, you can't eat in the Sukkah when it's raining. That's what we said, that the Mechavah Paskin Tezvov, that's why we wait, Taka. Luchay is a tiny on Tezvov, so how can it be that it's a din Dira Sukkah? How can it be a din Dira Sukkah? Luchay the Gemara's before, the din of Dira is Yibay Achel, Yibay Lay Achel. How can it be a din Dira Sukkah of it? Yeah. And Eichet Davin Verstehen is As you do have, the gather of Chavis Mitzvah Sukkah, is you do have the Achonis Vikat, that we can claim say something what Pshat in the gather of Mitzvah Sukkah is. It's Pshat. Abad of the Torah says, Sukkah says Shuvah's Yom. We learn that Teshuvah came to Dur. As there's a din, you've got to be done in the Sukkah. Now that could mean that you've got to do Maisei Dira in the Sukkah, Dainu. What do you mean you have to do Maisei Dira? Dainu, you have an Achila, you want to do an Achila. You got now a Chavis Achila in the Sukkah. You want to do a Shtiyah, go and drink in the Sukkah. You want to sleep, even a Chinese Ara, you've got to go sleep in the Sukkah. These are all Chiyuvim. There's a Chiyuv Achila on Sukkahs, the Sukkah, and there's a Chiyuv Shtiyah on Sukkah on Sukkahs, and a Chiyuv Shtiyah in the Sukkah on Sukkahs. All these are chivim. We learn up. Yes, the Torah says teishu kentadurim. We learn up. You have to do these dira dika things. You have to do. You got a chiv achila and a chiv shsia and a chiv shena. All of these things you have to do in the sukkah. We could learn. It's a chivim take on as mechal. There's no chiv achila. There's no chiv shsia. There's no chiv shena. B'chuluk by chon sukkahs. Also, there's a chiv that a mensch darf zayin and a matzav from dir. A mensch got to be. He's got to be a dar b'sukkah kol shivas yom. Dira has many different aspects. It entails going to sleep in the sukkah, entails going to being eating in the sukkah, entails sleeping in the sukkah. It manifests itself in different forms. It's not pshat. A person's got a chiyuv achila. A person's got a chiyuv shtiyah. And the Bedayak in the Rambam, as the Rambam shtaz reckon in two halachas, the Rambam starts it says in Perek Vav. He says in Perek Vav, in the Sukkah, he says, "Ketzati mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah, she'oichi v'sheitz v'dor b'sukkah kol shuvas yomim bein b'yomim bein b'layla k'dech sh'dor b'beitz v'bishak k'meitz shana." Yeah, the Rambam tells back, a person's got to be dor b'sukkah kol shuvas yomim. And the next halacha, that's halacha hey. And halacha Vav, the Rambam seems to repeat himself. He says, "Oichi v'sheitz v'yishen b'sukkah kol shuvas bein b'yomim bein b'layla." Also, lech b'sukkah chutz b'sukkah kol shuvas elam kein ochel achilas arek kebeim kutz v'kechucholi. The Rambam says, "The dinim, what you have to do in the sukkah." I'm like, why is the Rambam repeating himself? He said already in halacha hey, "Ketzati mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah, she'oichi v'sheitz v'dor." The sukkah kol shuvas yomim. The Rambam in halacha hey, what he's trying to say is, that a person's got to be in this massive of dira. He's got to be during the entire days, 7 days of sukkah. You've got to stay in the sukkah. You've got to have a dira in the sukkah. And halacha Vav, the Rambam's just saying how it feels like it's the main. So there's a din you have to eat in the sukkah. There's a din you have to drink in the sukkah. And the Rambam's saying as well, the surim are, you're not allowed to eat achilas arai, achilas kvar outside the sukkah. Even a shinas arai, you're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. Yeah. And the nafkamim between these two started is Yidua, the Briskovos Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Umiyish yach me alatzoy v'lo yishtei chutz sukkah afilu mai mariz meshubach." Yes, if the Rambam says, if a person even achilas arai, it's meshubach to be to eat this in the sukkah. Even achilas arai, even mai, the Rambam says, is if it's a. So the Briskov says, "Arid meshubach means that you be mekayim mitzvah sukkah." Alite, Avadi is not chiyuv. You be mekayim mitzvah sukkah by doing this. That's why you learn that if you learn that you got a chiyuv is achila, then that pass. You can't say that it's arid meshubach on a kizayis on a achilas arai. That your chiyuv is your achilas kvar go eat in the sukkah. You can't say even mayim that's a reason b'shubach. Well, if you learn that the Rambam holds that the Medak in the Rambam that it's a chiyuv dira. That is any small amount that you're adding to this dira is a reason b'shubach. The more you do, the better it is. The more the dira is. It's im lein tazoi. Then it's you do have mishbrook clears. Ken zayin the other days of sukkahs besides for lirishon is also a like the gant. Yes, we learn often tezvav. The other days of sukkahs will also be a mitzvah. The gant, so it was in matzah. The gant says by matzah that the first night is a chiv. The other days of sukkah, or the other days of Pesach, is a mitzvah kiyum is to eat matzah. It's not just stam the Torah asked to eat chametz, and mainly you only have to eat matzah. The Torah says the gant says that it's impossible that you should eat matzah for 7 days. Shein dos that there's you get a mitzvah for eating matzah. But every kizayis matzah you eat the other days of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat. It's not the Mishnah Berurah. It's the Chayyur. Who are they? My sukkahs. I guess we dash and tezvav. Who are they? My sukkahs. There should be a mitzvah to eat any part, any deer you do in the sukkah. The other days of sukkahs, it should all be a mitzvah kumis. It's not stam. The Torah said you can't eat outside the sukkah. There's a mitzvah. Every part, every added thing you do to the sukkah is a mitzvah. It's the Chayyur. Lefi what we just said that the tzad in the Achrayim that they learn on the Rambam that it's a din deer sukkah. You can't learn that it's a mitzvah kumis. Because you're going to have to live somewhere during Sukkot. Yeah, you're going to have to sleep. But you're going to have to be dark somewhere. And this is the it fits into a proper chiv. It's not Rosh Shus. You don't have an option of doing it that you have to do. So how can Mishbrua? I'm saying because Mishbrua is not Mokach. Mishbrua could have held that the other side. But you can't say it's Mitzvah Kiyumis these other days. You have to be Da in the Sukkah all 7 days of Sukkahs. You don't have to eat Kenzang, but you have to be Da. That's clear you have to do. And even if you want to say that the Mishbrua didn't hold that this sad, but being Chananel in the Gemara there in the Chav Zayin, he's clear mevor that the mitzvah kumis, his lashon is ma'achag. We learn up tazov ma'achag matzos achila matz b'leil rishon and chayv shneim be'er teichin matzos hakasa kol b'chayv. Af b'chag asukos yeshiva kandador b'achila b'suka mikan ve'elach rishus to mitzvah. That's what he said. He's saying that's mamash. It's a rishus to mitzvah. You got rishus in whether you have to do this mitzvah. Then if you eat in the sukkah, that could be mekayim a mitzvah. Oh, but it's a rishus. What we just said, that it's a dendira, it's a rishus. You're going to have to eat in the sukkah. And as I've been talking to Rambam as well, the Rambam was also before, we learn not from matzah that it's a rishus to eat the other day of the sukkah. It's not a rishus. You're going to have to eat. It's a chay to forever this, these shenim. You have to say that the kind of Efshkin Zogin as the gedda of Leo Rishon isn't stam. The Torah was matzal on the mensch. That's what we learn up tezov. The Torah was matzal on the mensch as it mentioned of essen in sukkah, of essen achila on Leil Rishon. Now, it's not stam an achila. It's an achila was mit the achila. You got to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Daniel, there's a tnai in the achila. The achila has got to be an achila, which with it you mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Then it should be in the sky with your achila a mitzvah sukkah. Is if he's there, then we could actually say that's pshat in the Ben Chanal and the Mishnah Berurah. The Ben Chanal and the Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah when they're saying that besides for the dindira, yeah, besides about the dindira throughout the days of sukkahs. Yeah, the toast to that is on the first night sukkahs, there's a din achila in the sukkah. You got to eat achila, which with it pimekayim the din dira sukkah. Mela, so I've got to add that the Rambam Tzaka says only mukhiti ekazans. And the chayyur feel what we're saying it's very good. If it's a chayyur sukkah, you can't say it's a you got mukhiti ekazans. The chayyur sukkah is you should be mukhiti ekabeil because that's chayyur sukkah. Well, yes, it's only a chiv. It's a regular chiv sachila, like by matzah. No, the Torah said you've got to be mekayim mitzvah dira and taka with a kazayis, like Briskov said, you can be mekayim mitzvah sukkah with a kazayis because it's a dindira. You can be mekayim your dira with a kazayis as well. And mele after we could say that that's pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel and the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Mishnah Berurah when they say that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Okay, what they mean is, as besides for the dindira, about the dead dindira, there's no options. You're gonna have to do a dindira. And I was in this in the taste of the din of achila of the rishon, which we learn up. There's a din of achila, which with it you have to mekayim mitzvah sukkah. That after that the mishbarot done and the chayyim zayt born rein chananel. That there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat it throughout the day of sukkahs. And then the zaytun doing the mishbarot. Mishbarot doesn't say stam. There's a mitzvah kiyumis for throughout the days of sukkahs. He says that achilas pass, a kazayas pass throughout the days of sukkahs. You get a mitzvah kumis. If it's a stam, it's in reg. It's mukach that it's not stam in the mitzvah dira sukkah. It's the din of like we learn by first night, just like first night the chiv achilas pass. Well, then there should be a mitzvah kumis throughout all the other days of sukkahs. And the chayyur if he's there also can be asked to taste some brachos. Taste some brachos. He learns that there's a chiv. To you can't be mekayim the Leil Rishon when it's raining. The Hezman Tesis is as the Hayyus need to be mekayim the din dira of with this achila. If it's raining, then Pasha can't be mekayim the din dira. Yeah, it's Pasha l'chir. And the also the Fizer because we miyashu Pasha pshayin as Mashal said that the pasuk din tashlumin. The Mashal doesn't mean that stam chayv sukkah. That we're saying that the Mashal means that the chayv is achila. Also with it, you have to mekayim a mitzvah sukkah. So mainly Mashal said that the miyushu pshayin Rebbe Lezer. All the Mashal means that this is what we learn up from Tezov. The chayv is achila. Now that's with it, you have to mekayim a sukkah. It's not like Mashal just mashma. The stam has nothing got to do with the sukkah. You just got to eat and you got to eat an achila. Mashal saying no, it's about the mitzvah. mitzvahs achila, which but this mitzvah achila is connected. It's shaykh, has to be shaykh to the sukkah. You have to be eating an achila, which with it you make it's a sukkah. Mela, this miyushub shay mashal. The mashal says that pas that Rabbi Eliezer says that pasuk din tashlumin because it's beside the mitzvah achila. Mela, you can be mashed on lele yom tov achrim shochag.
Lots of some cases. Thank you. Fine, there's no mission about it. Would there be two dots on some of him, please? Definitely from a missioner, because there's no mission at all, like, some of, so, like, a lot further. Sorry. No, there's no receipt thing. I'm in all my shows. Nah. So, what, sorry? They tried it once, and I was pretty good and he turned up. But a bit of a interest, like, whatever. I'm now trying to know how much okay, sure, thanks.
There's no mission.
Is it from the two dots at the bottom of the page? Must get blood zero. But did you hear us on the page or on the other? Okay, fine. Alright. Don't worry. Yeah. Okay, fine. So I'll find, if I find that, I'll let you know. Alright, see you, buddy. He had something on his face in Michelin. So there's all these muffins.
There's two dots here. That was a good one.
Oh, but there are droshes here. The next one. This is one of the low below. So let's just go musky vlog. Okay. So we can have the person.
Der Kollege ist ja schon sehr, 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 seh I don't know. Thank you.
I saw the one meaning the way I should know, so therefore that's kind of say that it's mine. But my problem is, why should I have to pay it back if I saw the one? Two cases. So if he's shifted the then I should have to pay it back for those things. If I saw the one, why should I have to pay it back? It's his name. He's got it. If it's Tavea,
Because if we don't have a time, right? And then you can do that in class and mothers. Thank you. Therefore, we're not listening. I'm going to go to the hospital. Hello, Thank you. I should be.
saying is, yeah, so when it goes down, it's not
So right is the one that is just saying
my hands are on my time on my
I think he said that above Bryce
Thank you.
extent, we left from that Gosha. If you the parent shall Gneva Sheshon. What does that mean? You work out, let's say, Kefel. So how many, so what is the Kefel? If you do two times something, so what does that sound like? Work out by.
My time job on requirement is time of the Nega guy. My time job on the Nega has to do a pancake, but something is set to steer at one of the second months. And I can wear the pizza.
Right.
So it's fun that it's like one.
This posture is you're stretching it. We're learning all the words. Why? So now let's see. £100, the Karen is £100. The Baruch Mishnah is therefore to be £4 or £5.
I'm saying that what we have to say for Chaim is that the carrot is charged, right? Right, before we get to the
so
the point
of
the is not that the carrot and then we're going to apply it.
Yes. I don't mind that. I'm going to say something to the point that when you change God, you say that God is that it's just having to be made for
why did you bring a sword?
Why did you bring that
sword? Because that one is very teaching you to appreciate.
They think that was too much.
I know, that's him though.
So why did you bring a possible sword?
I'm going to go to the next one.
Well, you said
I'm going to go to the next one.